This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another section of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You can see I'm talking really fast. Well, here's the deal. I finally get Rick Green on the show. It takes me forever to get him on the show. Love the guy. Love being with the guy on and off the air. He's a great, wonderful patriot, just doing so much for the youth in our country. So I pre-recorded, and what I ended up doing was I didn't cut it up at all because we were having such a good time. Anyway, so we're going to bring him. I'm going to bring him on, and you got to listen. You got to pay attention because he's got a lot to say. And then later on tonight, I will post up the entire interview without any chop-ups or anything like that. So, well, I don't want to waste my next guest time. I don't get him on that often, and when I do, I want to make sure I want to get every squeeze of information out of him. Rick Green joins me. He's the host of Wall Builders Live, also the producer of Chasing American Legends. Rick, thanks for being with me tonight.
Joe, always good to be with you, man. That's my pleasure. Thanks for having me back.
I always have so much fun. You know so much, and I got to get it out of you. What I do is I get as much out of you as I can, and when I play back, I just slow it down so we can all get more out of it, if you know what I mean. Anyhow, hey, you got
I always love being with my fellow right-wing Bible-thumping white guy. So, yeah. I'm right there with you, brother.
Everything we've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, and you know what? People, you got to get the book. He's joking about my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping One Guy. We actually made it twice on Amazon's bestseller list, so I think that's kind of cool.
Awesome.
It's a quick, easy read. I like to refer to it not because of how it's written, that it's a great bathroom read. You know what I'm saying? It's pretty quick, easy to do. So
yeah, grab a story here and there. Absolutely.
Yeah. So anyhow, hey, you got a whole bunch of stuff going on. And before we get into the meat of anything, I want to talk about those things a little bit. You've got a project going on that's you're the producer of Chasing America's Legends. What does that mean? Tell us what that is all about.
Man, we're literally here chasing them. We're looking at those mysteries from history to try to learn some great lessons. We go and investigate some of the myths and legends in American history, and then every show ends up driving home a good principle of what American exceptionalism is all about. So we kind of take a critical look at it, sort of a skeptical look even. You know me. I mean, I'm a big pro-America guy, but I don't want to oversell it. I don't want to be Pollyanna, so I want to make sure what we're talking about is true. So I take some of those stories, frankly, some of the stories I've told for years about Lexington, Massachusetts, and the first shot, or George Washington and the you know, bulletproof Washington. Did he really have horses shot out from under him and four bullet holes in his jacket and all that? And we just go do the homework. We get all the original documents. We go to the original site where it happened. We do it in a fun way with comedian Brad Stein, and basically try to make, you know, learning history fun for people and get them hooked on history so they can learn those lessons. Joe, I don't think you and I can sit here and come up with all the best ideas in the world. I think we ought to look at where other people have tried them. There's nothing new under the sun. So I think anybody comes up with a new policy or what they think is a new policy, somewhere in history somebody's tried that. And if we go check out whether it worked or whether it didn't work, we can save ourselves a lot of hurt. So that's part of the idea.
So let out one of the big secrets now. Did George Washington actually say that he couldn't tell a lie and after chopping down a cherry tree? Was it a cherry tree even? I don't know. But
you know, we haven't done that show yet, so I couldn't tell you. We got we got to go do that. We got to go do that homework. We started
great.
A little late. We got him when he was like, you know, I think he was, 23 years old.
Wow.
And it was kind of a formative, you know, couple of years for him because it was his first time really in battle. It was his first time to kind of end up leading on his own. I mean, the general that he looked up to and was really there because he wanted to serve under this guy and be mentored, gets shot and killed in the battle, and all the other officers get
wow.
shot. And so he's literally, it's a do or die situation, and and at a very young age had to rise to the occasion, and man, did he ever. I mean, 3 hours of literally riding back and forth with bullets whizzing past his hair and his head, and he actually talked about bullet fragments in his hair, had a hole in his hat even by the time it was over, and just a phenomenal story. In fact, it's the one that really brought him to national prominence. It changed not just everybody else's view of Washington, but his own view of himself. I mean, he literally wrote right after that how he knew in his heart that clearly Providence had preserved him. He didn't know why, but for some reason God preserved him instead of the other guys. And Samuel Davies, the pastor that Patrick Henry really grew up under and said that's why, how he became a great orator, he preached a sermon a couple weeks later saying, you know, who is this young Colonel Washington? What, we don't know. Maybe God's preserved him, as shown in this battle, for something great for our country. And, of course, we know he later on did become that. But anyway, some really cool stories like cool. that and lessons we can learn from them for our own lives as well.
Now, you've got something that I just touched on tonight when I was getting ready for this. You've got a history curriculum coming out. I mean, real. Actually, let me rephrase this. You have real history curriculum coming out, because being a school board member, I see all kinds of curriculum and go, I lived through that. I don't remember it that way. Anyhow,
right.
So tell me about this. I'm excited.
You know, we got, just out of frustration, I mean, David Barton and myself, we get requests constantly for curriculum, and especially high school history and government curriculum. Mm-hmm. And people, you know, they know that they're getting fed a pack of lies with most of the curriculums out there, and or at least some, and they want the truth. They want to know that the people that are writing this are going back to original documents, sourcing everything that they put out there. And then again, they want it to be fun and exciting. So we're starting with a high school government curriculum. It's actually meet your high school government standards, but also it's a CLEP prep program. So we really work closely with preparing people for the CLEP test. So they get through with their government high school government program. They have fun doing it. It's got a lot of videos from Chasing American Legends and our Wall Builders Foundations of Freedom, my Constitutional Live class, which you've, you know, gone through and helped get other people to go through. So it's got a lot of that. We actually take people, instead of telling them about the Constitution and the Declaration, we actually take them into Independence Hall and we teach them in the room where it happened. So it's a very interactive, fun course, but prepares them for the CLEP test, and that's the high school government one. The history one's not going to be out until next year, but the government course is coming out in just a few weeks.
So, Rick, you know this, and I know some of the listeners know it, too. I grew up in the north end of Boston, and I grew up, played in the backyard of the Old North Church. You know, being a kid,
wow.
You don't know what that is, right? You snuck in there because nobody would bother you in there, and if you've been through the north end of Boston, there's not a whole bunch of room to play. So anyhow, but I remember, you know, going through Paul Revere's house and you know, growing up in that area and knowing how cold and miserable and slushy and what have you. And I often think of what these guys went through in those days. Okay, remember what I said before, okay? We're chopping this up. I know it's gonna kind of come in and out. Come back the next segment. He's got a lot more to say. Rick Green joins me. Don't go far. I mean, the smartest constitutional guy you're ever going to run into. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. 855-REAL-JOE, but I'm not taking any phone calls, so don't even bother. You can hop up on Facebook. You can buy my new book. You can find that up on Amazon.com. You can find it at TheRealSide.com. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things that you've been afraid of or they've taught you to be afraid of, you don't need to be, but what you do need to do is listen. I've got Rick Green on with me, and he's got so many titles. I mean, seriously, he works with David Barton over at Wall Builders, Builders. He's also one of the founding members or the founder of Patriot Academy, where he teaches our young people how to legislate. Well, how a legislature really works. But I don't want to waste all the time in this. We can talk about this later on. I want you to hear the interview. It's been chopped up because of the way I did it. But bear with me. Have some fun with it. I am Joe Messina, and here we go. So anyhow, but I remember, going through Paul Revere's house and growing up in that area and knowing how cold and miserable and slushy and what have you. And I often think of what these guys went through in those days. It wasn't like you ran in the house, turned on the electric heat or, you know what I'm saying? You put your clothes in the dryer for a little while, get them nice and warm before you went outside. These guys really went through a lot more than we go through today. And I don't think we really realized the heartache that our forefathers went through to make this happen. But you know,
no, dude, I'm glad you brought that up because you'll know most of these stories. But you know, when Lexington happened and Lexington Concord happened on April 19, 1775, I mean, those guys were literally, and I told this story for years, but until we went and did an episode on it and lived it, my kids marched with the Minutemen. Brad Stein marched with them. We went through the whole deal with Jonas Clark's house. I mean, Sam Adams and John Hancock were. That's why Paul Revere was riding there, was to warn them. But when they marched all night with the Stowe Minutemen, you know, 9 miles in the cold, and literally leaving, and my boys said it was interesting as they were walking with these Minutemen, everybody carrying their muskets and their lanterns. And they're walking by these houses, and the women are standing on the porch, you know, saying goodbye to their husbands, knowing this is it, man. They may not come home. It was really surreal. I mean, for my boys, it brought it to life for them. And that's what they said when it was over. They said, man, I thought we were just going to go have fun, shoot some muskets, march with some guys in the middle of the night. I mean, that just sounds fun in and of itself. but they realized at the end of it, they were like, I get it now. I mean, these guys were marching off against an incredible superpower that they could not win against. All logic said there's no way, but we're going to stand against them anyway because we care that much about liberty. I mean, where is that courage today? Joe, we need people like that today that are, let alone march all night. I mean, let alone just people being willing to stand up and say, I'll stand for truth, throw your stones and call me names, but I will stand for truth. We need people like that.
Oh, Rick, you know, I sit here, forgive me because I know we have a lot of good young people, but I call them the speed bump generation. When you and I were growing up, you know, we hit that wall and your dad or your mom would say, okay, so what's your problem? You can go around it, you can go over it, you can find a way to go through it, but you need to work your way through this thing. Nowadays, these kids hit these speed bumps, you know, they got to stop looking at their smartphone, turn around and go, now what do I do? And daddy or mommy comes and helps them get through it or whatever it is. We've lost that pushing them through. I mean, safe zone, safe spaces, right, trigger warnings. I mean, the only trigger warning I got when I grew up and went to elementary school, I went to a Catholic school, right? The only trigger warning I got was, hey, you mouth off, you're going to get hit with this yardstick. That was my trigger warning, okay? Think about that.
Right, so, right. And the trigger warning in my house is you keep your finger off the trigger until you're pointed in on your target and you know what's behind it. That's our trigger warning.
Yeah.
But you're right, man. I mean, but hey, let me tell you, there are some, and you know what we do at Patriot Academy and these kids that we deal with, it's the opposite. I mean, they're passionate and they want to make a difference. And they're basically saying, I don't care, the speed bump, the wall, whatever. I want to make my life matter. I want to know that what I'm doing makes a difference. And so when we bring them into a state capitol and we teach them constitutional governance and biblical worldview and here's where we came from and here's why the founders were so courageous and strong and willing to stand against impossible odds, when they get that information and they see these other young people from across the country, kind of that iron sharpening iron, man, they go home on fire, and we get to see the results. I mean, they're going out, running for office, running businesses, making movies and television shows. It's phenomenal. But I will say, they're a small percentage of this generation. I call them a remnant, but that's really what you need. You need a remnant that's willing to stand for truth. And if they're good at what they do, and our goal is to teach them how to be persuasive, how to win over their generation, if we accomplish that, then 10 years from now, they will lead their generation down the right path. So we're kind of looking for the tip of the spear, the Navy SEALs of thought, if you will, the leaders of the next generation. And if we can get them headed in the right direction, catch them at that point where they're developing their worldview and kind of figuring out what they really believe about the world and get truth in front of them, then they'll grab a hold of it and they'll raise the banner high and people will rally.
No, I think our young people are looking for leaders and leaders they can relate to. And, you know, the closer you get them to their age or in their way of thinking and understanding, you know, I sit with some of these young people here in Southern California when it comes to getting them involved in the Republican Party, and I'm the old white guy. I barely get that whole Twitter thing, right, you know, and all that stuff, and they're on it. They're working it. They're on it. They know how to get people in to do things. So if we get somebody that can stir them up, that understand them and can work with them, I think that I think you're right. I think you're going to see a major change here, but we've got to get them excited. Hey, I want to go sideways with you here. I think this is...
Sure.
We had the election, and everybody was excited, and, you know, you and I have talked about this in the past. I go all the way back to the second time Obama got elected, and you and I were talking. I'm going, look, Rick, I am worried. You go, no, there's going to be a change. I said, no, Rick, I am worried. People aren't paying attention. Well, look what happened this time. We got everything we wanted. We got, what, 37 or 38 governorships. We got a whole bunch of houses across the country and everything else, and look what's going on. Are you surprised at what's happening in Washington right now?
how do I answer that? I'm never surprised at politicians, you know, creating gridlock or you know, not doing what they said they were going to do. Honestly, I am more surprised the other direction. I am in a little bit of shock, actually, that Trump has followed through on as many of his promises as he has already. I mean, I did not expect this. You know, I was not a Trump guy at all. I was a Cruz guy.
Yep.
I had to come kicking and screaming, and it was probably August by the time I really got on board and said, look, it's one of two choices, and we gotta stop Clinton. And frankly, I was impressed with the people he was surrounding himself with, like Pence, who I've known for 20 years and is a great guy. So, I mean, at some point in there, I figured out, okay, this guy is far, far better than she is, so I will get on board to get him elected just to have the lesser of two evils. And now, man, I'll be honest, the appointments that he has made, the people he's surrounded himself with, the agenda that he's moved forward with, I could not be happier. Now, is he going to get it all? Absolutely not. This is Washington. There's going to be, you know, even like the healthcare deal, I think, yeah, I hope the guys from the Freedom Caucus succeed and they make them go back to the drawing board.
Amen.
And come back with a true repeal. So maybe that'll happen. And you know how this goes. I mean, it takes a lot longer than a guy like Trump wants to take. I mean, he's used to being in the business world and making it happen overnight.
Right.
And that's not going to happen. But I would say I am pleasantly surprised and pleased with most of what has happened. I'm obviously frustrated, like everybody else is, with us not getting a true repeal of Obamacare. That's what people voted for, and so hopefully that'll happen. We'll see. We'll see. I mean, it's.
I'm surprised that guys like, you know, and I know we're not supposed to speak ill of some of our other guys, but you know, I look at Ryan and I say, all right, okay, not over yet. Another segment. No, seriously. Yeah, I hope you're getting as much out of this as I did, and then I'm listening, so I'm even getting more out of it now. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Come on back. The third part of this interview coming up after the break. Rick Green with Wall Builders. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge, to the grinder, to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have, and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. Let's go ahead and finish it up. I've got Rick Green with Wall Builders on with me, also one of the founders of Patriot Academy. This is so much for our young kids, but listen to the interview, and he'll explain it all at the end, I promise.
So,
I'm surprised that guys like, you know, I know we're not supposed to speak ill of some of our other guys, but you know, I look at Ryan, and I say, all right, you've been at this for a long time. You know what's going on. And Trump does it, as you said. I agree with you. Now, he thinks he's going to come in with a whip and a chair and get everything done. I learned that the hard way at the school board level. I'm one of five. He's, what, one of 400 and some odd, right? So
right.
You would think that Ryan would sit him down and say, look, I'm on your page. I'm willing to do this with you, but here's the plan. And it's almost sounded like they're not they haven't quite synced up with each other yet. It just looks like there's a lot of little knee-jerk things happening around there. I would think our guys would step up. We've got the power now. We can make things happen.
No, I agree. And look, we're only 90 days into this deal.
Yeah, right.
Not even that.
I got that.
Quite yet. You know, probably, you know, I guess 60 days at this point. But look at a lot of the bright spots. I mean, if Gorsuch gets approved, which I think he will. I mean, the Democrats are going to do their dog and pony show, which is laughable because not one of them complained one iota when he was approved for the Court of Appeals.
I said double standard, my friend.
Oh, it's
right?
Unbelievable.
If you do it, it's okay. If we do it, oh, my God. Did you hear? Wait a minute. I hate to interrupt you, but you're going to love this. Did you hear Nancy Pelosi say the Democrats do the work of God and Republicans disrespect God?
I did not hear that, but I believe it. Hey, that's your fellow Californian there,
brother. Oh, Paisano. My God, Pelosi. Oh, anyway, yeah, long live Nancy Pelosi. We'll keep winning.
But I mean, you look at Gorsuch. This is a fantastic play. I mean, he's just the perfect nominee, I think. I think they did really well. And so for Trump to go that far, get somebody this good from a constitutional conservatism point of view, I'm thrilled. And I think I'm already hearing about some great nominees that are going to be coming out for the Court of Appeals spots that are open in a lot of the district court level. So, I mean, on the court side of thing, which you know is a passionate area for me,
right.
and unfortunately it's where the game is right now, I think we're doing really, really well, and I think 2017 is going to be a pivot year where we not only stop the damage, I think we can literally start reversing some of this stuff and go in the right direction. Getting the legislation passed for Obamacare and that sort of thing, we'll see. I mean, I started to say I'm cautiously optimistic, but actually I'm a little bit pessimistic on getting a true repeal. But if enough of those guys will hold, I think we have a much better shot if we make them go back to the drawing board. So
Rick, I've said two things. One is I knew this was coming from a standpoint of they've voted almost 60 times to repeal this bill. Where's the replacement? They should have had it rolled up in their pocket, ready to go. I can't believe all these years, all this time, they haven't had anything to go. I spoke to one of the congressmen who told me, look, we had seven different plans. When we started arguing about this, we ended up with 30 different plans. But I agree with you from a standpoint they should have repealed it and had a white piece of paper on the table and said, okay, here's what we're going to do, and lay it out that way. Right now, I don't know. This is like trying to fix that stupid dam we have here in California. While the water's running through it, we're trying to pour quick dry cement. It just doesn't work that way. So,
and you know, I hope your listeners know. I mean, the true solution to this whole thing is to get back to constitutional jurisdictional government, mm-hmm. which says the federal government should have nothing to do with health care. This is not in their domain. We gave them no authority to do that in the Constitution. States do a much better job of this. They're closer to their people. They know what the solutions are for their particular area and their particular state, and they need to just get out of the business. Now, we both know that's not going to happen, certainly not going to happen overnight. It might happen in a generation if we get enough people, you know, to understand market economics and what the role of government should be. But, you know, there is a much better way to do this. We've been going the way of Europe, where we see total failure. Why we would look at Europe and want to be like them, I have no idea. We need to come back and go, okay, wait a minute, what was it that made America exceptional? Why did the people in Europe look at us and go, wow, these guys are exceptional? I mean, that was de Tocqueville that said that. So if we look back, like we were saying earlier, into history and say what works, what doesn't work, what's going to produce good prosperity, freedom, all the things people want, there's a formula that works for that, but we got to reteach ourselves what that formula is and not buy into this fluffy stuff where people just go to government, any level of government, say, solve my problem, and they got to realize that government's going to mess up your problem make it even worse.
Yeah, 10 times worse. And you're right. They should give it back to the states. They should allow the states to decide who, how, where, and why. You know, my argument on my show all the time is if we're truly a representative government, I would move to the state that more represents the way I want to live than how I want to do business and that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. The founders, they thought the states were the testing place. So if you got a policy, try it in one state, and if it works, people will move there, and other states will see that, and they'll actually go ahead and adopt the same thing. But we've become so federalized that everything is done at the national level, and so then it affects everybody, and you don't have a choice. You can't get away from it. If we get back to that point where the states are doing things, then you're exactly right. You go to the state that mirrors what you want and the policy that you want, and if a state runs themselves into the ground, like your home state of California, and they go bankrupt, then, you know, they live with the consequences, and they have to suffer the consequences of that. Don't come to Texas and ask us to bail you out.
What I love is this. We are so spoiled. We have such spoiled brats these days. We've raised a whole generation, or some people have, and you look at California. Here it is, they're yelling at mommy and daddy, right, telling Trump they're not going to do anything he says. They don't want to live by his rules. They're not going to do this. They're not going to do that. By the way, could you send us $100 billion because, you know, we need to rebuild our infrastructure on taxes we already taxed the people on and spent it on something else? I mean, just a bunch of spoiled brats. I'm for CalExit. I've been pushing it. I'm saying, look it. Let them go. Let them do what they want to do. We'll build a wall along the Mexican border and then up between California, you know, and the rest of the world. And in about 20 years, we'll be able to walk in and take it back. There won't be anything left of it, right? You
know? Yeah, I wish there was a way right now to make states live with the consequence of their decisions. And, you know, it really does start with the idea of jurisdictions, of people once again recognizing there's certain things the feds should do, certain things the state should do, certain things your local government should do, certain things only your family should do and your church should do, and stop looking to anybody and everybody to solve your problem, because that question of who decides is critical. We should ask that with every question that comes up, every policy, every challenge, every problem. Who decides how to solve this? Who decides what the right solution is? And it shouldn't always be our congressmen. They don't know what's best for us in our local schools and our local communities. Our local leaders should decide that, and our state leaders on other things. And I mean, that jurisdiction question has got to come back into the framework of how we do things.
Oh, I agree. Well, you know, the sanctuary city / sanctuary state, you know, California actually has a bill moving through to become a sanctuary state. And the argument I always hear when I have other guests on is that the president can't threaten to take money from them. And I said, wait a minute, I don't know if that's totally true. I think the Supreme Court said you can't entice them with the money. But in a bill, or when you send grant money or block money, what have you, in there, it says you have to adhere to the laws and do this and do that and do the other thing. So they could hold money over some of these states and cities, couldn't they?
Oh, man, we've done it. We've done it from day one. I mean, even, and you don't have to go back that far. Even when Obama first threatened his his decree that all, you know, schools were going to allow boys into the girls' bathrooms and locker rooms, initially they were floating the idea of, or we will take away all your funding. Now, they finally had to back off because we just went crazy. He said, wait a minute, there's no decree clause in the Constitution. You don't have the power to decree who's the bathroom clause in the Constitution of who's going to go into what bathroom. But there is an immigration clause, and there is an execution clause, and there is absolutely a naturalization clause. And so there's no question that the president has the power to protect the nation from illegal immigration and is actually charged with that responsibility. So the idea of a sanctuary city, it's a great example of who decides. Well, who decides whether or not someone can illegally stay in the nation? That is a federal question. We do give in the Constitution the power to the federal government to make our naturalization laws and our immigration laws, and they're supposed to protect us. So that is a proper function of the federal government to say, no, we're not going to allow you to have sanctuary cities. And if you use the whip or the carrot, either one, the stick or the carrot, either one, we're going to figure out a way to stop you from doing that.
All right. So, again, I know you're into this stuff, so I've got to ask you, well, I got you. The Democrats, are you surprised they've not just doubled down, Rick, they've like quadrupled down. They were going to, or they were in it, they were in progressives, into progressivism, they're, you know, socialists, they're moving in that direction, everything they want to bring in that direction. They got snookered during the election, and what are they doing now? They actually want to move further into socialism, further into, they think they just didn't get their message across. Are you surprised that they're really, I mean, they're really having some issues today between the ears?
I think they're in shock, man. I really do. I mean, I think it's going to be a little while before they figure out a game plan that will work because, you know, frankly, everybody thought she was going to win. Everybody thought the Democrats were probably, honestly, back in July, I was afraid they were going to win at all, get the House, the Senate, the whole nine yards.
Wow.
Just because of, you know, I thought that they would hang a lot of things Trump had said around not only his neck, but all of our members of Congress running for re-election. So I thought it was going to be bad. I think they thought it was going to be bad for us and really good for them. So, man, they were riding on a cloud looking forward to, you know, 16 years in a row of radical progressivism. We probably couldn't have come back from that, honestly. So, man, for them, election night was a slap in the face. I mean, it was a tsunami. It really wiped them out.
Hey, folks, come on. Couldn't get any better than that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Dale Bellis is going to join me in the next hour. And what this whole healthcare, health share, ACA, non-ACA, Oblamo care, what a mess. We'll be back in a little bit.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation with Rick Green. And we're going to start off where we left off last segment, too.
Man, for them, election night was a slap in the face. I mean, it was a tsunami. It really wiped them out, and I think they're going to have a hard time figuring out what to do. I'm not surprised. I mean, they believe this stuff. They don't just, the Clintons of the world, the Hillary Clintons of the world, and the Barack Obamas are not just opportunists like Bill Clinton was. They really believe in left-wing philosophy. And so they're not going to give it up. I think what will have to happen is the grassroots Democrats, the old conservative Democrats that frankly had to leave the party because the party left them, at some point maybe will go back and take their party back and wrangle it. Who knows? There may be a major party shift, and Democrats may end up imploding completely and a new party coming up. We'll see what happens.
Go back to the Whig Party. I'm good at that, yep.
I'm telling you. I hope they keep going left, though, because it'll hopefully, make people realize what they've been, snookering them with for so many years.
My right-wing friends can't figure out what I'm saying. Every night I end the show with long live Nancy Pelosi. Because as long as she's sitting in that chair, we're good, right? Okay, last question for you is the Electoral College. I mean, people have mixed feelings towards the Electoral College. And I said, look, to show you how smart our founding fathers were, to show you how smart the people in the early days of this country, that Electoral College in this election worked exactly like it was supposed to, did it not?
No question. It keeps the big cities from absolutely dominating. I mean, they obviously have an advantage in each of their states, But if we didn't have an electoral college, you look at those maps, and it would encourage Los Angeles and Houston and Cleveland and New York. It would encourage more voter fraud. It would encourage them to run up the vote because they would not only then dominate that particular state through those big cities, it would help them with an overall popular vote across the country. So the Electoral College helps to at least mitigate voter fraud, because no matter how much you cheat in a particular city or an area of a state, the most you're going to win cheating there are the electoral votes of that particular state. So it helps to mitigate that. But more importantly, it puts everybody in play and makes sure that everybody's got a voice. Now, some people say, well, Rick, that's not true because you've got these flyover states. You've got states that they ignore because they know who's going to win them. Well, that's because that state has already let their voice be heard. I mean, they're so dominated one way or the other, mm-hmm. The candidates may ignore them, but it's not that their vote doesn't count. It's that they've already voted. They're so unanimous. But it just makes sure that everybody's got a voice. If you had popular vote, I'm telling you, man, we would have Barack Obama would be the most conservative president of the next 30 years. I mean, everybody would be left of him because it would all come from the inner cities. And the founders knew that. They actually talked about this specifically, that the inner cities were they called it pestilential to the morals of man. They said that when you pack people into a particular area, their theology was that the depravity of man would be even worse there, and we, of course, see that played out. And so they knew that the country, that the more rural areas would help balance that out, and the Electoral College gives us a chance to do that. I always use, as you know, the baseball analogy. I mean, the World Series, you don't win the World Series by running up the score at one particular game. You have to win 4 of 7 games. And no matter, even if you score more runs over the course of those 7 games, that doesn't mean you win. And that's happened multiple times throughout baseball history, where somebody's actually scored more runs out of the 7 games, but they didn't win 4 games. The other team won 4 games, and so they get the championship ring. It's the same way, and it actually works out really well, because it makes you be competitive in all kinds of situations and all kinds of in politics, in all kinds of states and different areas. The founder's view was, make sure that you can get a significant portion of the vote and that you can spread that vote across the country. Didn't mean that you would get a majority, but as long as you had a significant percentage and you spread it across the country better than the other candidates, you could actually win.
You know, Rick, I often love these guys who say the founding fathers didn't want anything to do with God. I go, look, just look at how they crafted the Constitution and the way they looked at things. They weren't crafting something to build themselves up. They were talking about the heart of man. They were putting this together to check, if you would, the heart of man, to make sure that man's evil and how we, you know, we'd want to do things, our flesh would get in the way, and we would have checkpoints along that way so God would be glorified. I go, how do you guys get that they didn't want anything to do with God out of that? I don't get you people.
It's unbelievable, and all you got to do is read their writings, and it's very, very clear. They based the whole idea of separation of powers on this idea of depraved hearts, that man is evil. No man, the scripture said, Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is evil, no man can know it. And their point was, you know, you might be a great guy. I mean, Washington was a great guy, but if he had allowed himself to become king, there's no doubt that at some point he's going to cross over, and he's going to let corruption, every man in history, it's happened to them. And so they never wanted any one person or any small group of people to have too much power because of that. I think they would be very bothered by the fact that we have a 90% incumbent reelection rate, and that such a small group of people are controlling so many things right now. Even in our state legislatures, you have a small group that have been there 20, 30 years, and it's gotten out of hand, and they've become corrupt, or if, at the very least, they've become part of the problem and become lazy and all kinds of other problems. So they did not, they wanted separation of powers to have all these checks and balances to prevent that from happening, and they based that on a biblical worldview of the heart of man, and then just look at how they set things up. I mean, like you're saying, this whole idea that your rights come from God, not from government. The government's job is to protect the rights that God gave you. They lay that out in the Declaration so succinctly when they talk about the fact that we're endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights, and that it's government's job to protect those rights. It's the very reason that we create government, that we come together and we say we want a representative form of government, but we want it to be a constitutional republic, so we're not just electing people, we're electing people, and we're drawing boundaries around what they can do. That's what a constitutional republic is. And we do that because we don't view government as God. We view government as the protector of the rights that God gave directly to man. And that worldview was so permeating everything in their life. That's what caused them to create the country that we have. And the reason we're headed down this socialist route right now is because we've forgotten that. We're starting to act like the French. We're running around and we're saying, I want freedom, I want liberty, but I don't want God in the equation. I want pure libertas. I just want to be able to do anything and everything that I want. And that is not the kind of freedom and liberty the founders talked about. That leads to tyranny. That led for the French to complete chaos. It led to the guillotine. It doesn't work. You got to have freedom that recognizes there's certain boundaries, and those boundaries are based on the source of freedom. In our case, God's the source of freedom, and he gave us certain rules to live by. Respect our neighbor, love our neighbor, make sure that we're acknowledging God, make sure that we're serving other people. All the things that he taught us in the Ten Commandments, those aren't restrictions on our lives. They're a blessing on our life. It's an instruction manual for how to make your life prosperous, for how to make your relationships thrive. And our founders got that. That's why they set our system up the way they did.
Well, Rick, always a pleasure. Tell people where they can find you, listen to Wall Builders Live and that kind of thing.
You bet. RickGreen.com for the different products we talked about, like the Constitutional Live course, or WallBuilders.com. You can go there and learn about our radio program. We're on 300 stations across the country every day. You can download us on your podcast. It's just a quick 30-minute program where we hit a hot topic of the day, and we analyze it from a biblical perspective, a historical perspective, and a constitutional perspective. Chasing American Legends, if they want to watch the show, it's on Dove Channel. It's going to be out on PureFlix later this year, ChristianCinema.com, or they can get it at RickGreen.com. And then Patriot Academy, Joe, you know that's my passion. Any young people out there, 16 to 25, go to PatriotAcademy.com. We do one right next door to you, Joe. We're not in California yet, but we're in Arizona, so come on over and join us in Phoenix at the Capitol there, or come to Texas.
You know, from my Democrat listeners, I realize that you guys have just found the Constitution recently, so you probably should send some of your kids to learn more about it. I am Joe, senior host. Rick Green to join me. We'll be back in just a little bit.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity, allegiance, my love, and my devotion to the flag, our standard, O glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose. And that's love for country. And to the Republic. Republic. A state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people. And it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life, without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation. And justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others, for all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.